talking with Lori Peterson from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Lori, as we think about some of the priorities that you're talking with your member, your leadership here this week at this leadership conference, clearly you allowed to service to the top this equine dentistry bill, if you want to call it that, 3202 in 1999.
That's correct. Protecting traditional animal husbandry practices, one of those being teeth floating or equine dentistry, is certainly a priority issue for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, where we've spent the majority of our time these first 2 weeks and one day of the legislative session, and something that we anticipate to pass through the legislature this session.
And you were indicating to your members that this really is a private property right issue.
That's correct. Livestock or property, and it is a private property right for you to care for your own livestock and for you to hire who you choose to care for those livestock.
You indicated that you're going to have some of your members actually go and visit with their lawmakers over the next day or so.
That's right. It's important that Oklahoma Farm Bureau members visit the Capitol, thank their legislators for their support on this issue, talk to those who have yet to make up their mind, because they are certainly hearing from the opposition on this issue, and they need to know that cattlemen, horse owners, agriculture producers all across the state see this as a private property rights issue and something that they want the legislature to act on.
What else are you watching at the Capitol?
Certainly, with a tight budget year, we are very concerned about agriculture priorities not taking a bigger cut than anyone else. I think to say we don't want a cut would not be reasonable. I think everything's going to receive a cut. We just don't want more than our fair share. And we also don't want to see the budget balanced by using a property tax increase or looking at agriculture sales tax exemptions. So it's a priority for us to protect those types of things in the budget talks.
Kind of a little bit longer horizon or time horizon. Your members heard about the question 744. A lot of concern, I know, among your members and among a lot of agricultural groups.
That's right. State question 744 proposes to increase the funding level for common education for Oklahoma to the six states surrounding Oklahoma. We support education. We support adequate funding for education. But the passage of state question 744 would very quickly take away from every other major government function, like roads and bridges, like corrections, like the highway patrol, all of those things that are very important government functions as well. And we want to see those budget priorities left in the hands of the people we elect and not given to a funding formula that's based on other states and not on Oklahoma's priorities.